The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12 and some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chuza, Susanna, and many others who provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord. Have this very little gospel passage today. And sometimes we think when it's a short passage, there's perhaps not a lot that goes into it. There's not a lot we can take out of it. But here, just like almost every other page of the sacred scripture, we can find the whole gospel because we find Jesus himself. And we do it sometimes, right? We do it together. We could do it by ourselves when we pick up the scriptures and read them and start to imagine ourselves in the scene. And this, just like any other, we can do. Okay. That's one way that we can use the scripture for our personal devotion. It's one way that we can use the scripture to have God speak to us through his word and through Jesus. I want to make just a quick remark or two about how it is we might see the gospel, the whole gospel, here in this picture. Here it is. What is the one thing that makes sense in all this scene? Everyone is following Jesus. Everyone is following Jesus. Okay? In Jesus' day and age, to have this group of men with a group of women together with them was scandalous. It was weird. It was wrong. It didn't make any sense to anyone. It didn't make sense to put the men and the women together. For Jesus, not a problem. Because their differences are not as significant as their similarities when they're all following Jesus. My friends, that's what we have to learn today for ourselves. And that the only significant thing in our life is whether or not we faithfully follow Jesus. And if we do, then we've found many friends. They're men and women, as St. Paul will say, they're Jew and Greek. Maybe they're all different kinds of colors. Maybe they're all different kinds of sizes. They're all different kind of aptitudes. But Jesus, by virtue of our following him, has made us one family. And so, we will surprise the world. And chief among the ways in which we surprise the world is by the love that we have for each other as followers of Jesus. So here at this altar, we turn over our hearts and lives to Jesus. He fills us with his love so that we might bring that love to each other, build each other up in that love, and learn better how to love the people around us in a world that so desperately needs it.